And on the line now, I have Ray Riley. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning.
Not a great morning. I believe there's things happening out there on the picket line. But have you got time? Can you just tell the listeners, give a bit of history about this dispute?
The dispute started on the 17th of June. We arrived at the walk to be met with a bunch of security guards, approximately about 40 to 50. And he had we never clocked in and out of the job. We erected a clock card system and a box, and he asked us to clock in, no problem clocking in, and sign a new contract, new terms and conditions, accepted a pay cut for a driver of up to €270 per week, and for an uplift of up between €130 and €150 a week.
They were pay cuts of €200 and €100 per week. They wanted
€270 for a driver, and one between €130 and €150 for an uplift. In total, approximately 35% of our wages.
That's a huge drop.
Massive. It's the clowning. There's no way we could accept that. So we refused to sign a new contract under terms and conditions, and he escorted us off the premises.
Okay, and how many people are we talking about, Ray?
78 people are locked out of their jobs at the moment. We're coming into our 12th week now. And just before this kicked off on the 17th of June, we're in the LRC, in the Labour Court. There's no recommendations from any Labour Court or LRC to cut our wages by any amount. There's been talks going on now in the last year and a half. Mr. Buckley just decided to take it upon himself to take these draconian actions, these drastic actions, and lock us out of our jobs.
Yeah, so it is. It's actually become known now as the Greyhound Lockout. I know there was problems there on the picket line yesterday. There was a truck trying to get through the picket line, and it's the same thing happening again out today.
Up to last Monday week, we decided to work. Put a blockade on the gate. On the first day of the lockout, he rented the car to get an injunction to prevent us from picketing. So we sent him an official strike notice, and he's been in and out of the court the last 4 or 5 weeks, injunctions against protesters, workers, sip to a lake. So 11 weeks have passed by, there was nothing happening, so the workers decided to take things into their own hands and blockade his whole operation. And for the last week and a half, we have let nothing exit either in or out of his depot. So trying to hold his operation to a standstill. At the moment now, we're up on Craig Avenue. There's 12, 11, 12, 13 trucks parked outside trying to get in. The guards have not. He has an injunction there to get us removed from the picket. We will lift the blockade if he lets us back to work and get the scabs over our jobs.
Okay, is there any negotiation at all between you and the workers and the management?
There has been up to last Wednesday. We received a call from the LRC inviting us in, and Buckley received a call to invite him to see if we could talk about talks. So we're a half an hour getting a phone call that the possibility could be talks taking place. Buckley got on a national radio station and called us criminals.
Okay.
And Clive are very upset. We're not criminals, we're only fighting for our rights. The workers are fighting for our rights and for the next generation. Because if Mr. Buckley gets away with this, it's not only us. It'll set a chain reaction right across Ireland to all the companies to go and get to a greenlight to go and do it. So we're standing for our rights and our children's rights and for our workers' rights. And the support that they're getting is absolutely fantastic. As I said, we stepped over the line and took the blockade into the workers' hands. And at the moment, the blockade's gone on 10 days now, and there's a little bit of movement at the moment. We're going to the LRC today. See can we get talks going. But we are not lifting the blockade. We will lift the blockade if he lets the workers back to work under our old terms and conditions. And let's talk then. Let's negotiate then. But we're willing to negotiate with the blockade there. So we'll see what happens today.
Okay. And is Mr. Buckley attending these meetings and getting involved in conversations with yourselves and SIP2? SIP2 are representing?
Not directly. SIP2 are representing us. No, he's not directly in talks at the moment with anybody.
Okay.
There's a tour party there. And it's just talks about talks. And there's the good. We know in the LRC they're half past two, so we have to take it from there. But the walker stance is the blockade will not be lifted until he removes the scabs from our jobs and let the walkers go back and do a day's work. We're not on massive wages. Never was. We're on an average wage. Mr. Buckley's out there saying, what are the best paid bin workers in Europe? Liars. We're not even the best paid bin in Ireland. But at the end of the day, Mr. Buckley took on this contract, a decent contract, a lucrative contract, a state contract. And he knew the liabilities, and he knew the terms and conditions, and he knew our wages. All Mr. Buckley is interested in doing is get a race to the bottom. And approximately the last six months ago, the workers gave him 10 extra hours a week. Approximately €240 extra a week. Walk.
Free of charge?
Free of charge.
Okay.
And he signed the document saying he wouldn't come near us for the next 3 years, and yet 3 months hasn't passed by, and he hasn't locked out our jobs.
Okay, now you're talking about 12 weeks, I think is what you mentioned.
Yeah, and 12 weeks around now.
No wage.
No wage. No, no wage.
So your families, your families, children suffering.
It's a struggle. It really is a struggle. We have wives, girlfriends, families up on the picket with us. Wives crying, couldn't get the uniforms, the boots. Don't know where they're going to get the next mail from. Mr. Buckley hasn't got them worries.
No, that's I've only been talking to Bernardo's about the cost of the going back to school and stuff like that, and it's a very high cost. So I can imagine the way your families are suffering. Are you getting much support from the public, Ray?
It's absolutely fantastic, and that's what's keeping us going. Support from the public has been fantastic, and all the different organisations, anti-study groups, the United Left, all been fabulous and fine. Family members, the public, the support has been absolutely amazing. And I'd like to thank everybody from the bottom of my heart and on behalf of the workers, to thank the public. And I will call on the public to come up to Craig Avenue on a daily basis to join in solidarity with us up here, because it's keeping us going. And we're as strong as ever. And we'll stay there as long as it takes. We will hold that blockade on. Mr. Buckley, remove the scabs from work and let the workers go back to work.
Okay, so you're willing to...
I can hear my voice is a bit harsh.
I was talking to you earlier. So you're willing to go back to work and you're willing to negotiate?
Yes, that's no problem. No preconditions. Mr. Buckley said last week on national television, there'd be no preconditions if you're going to talks. Yeah, any chance he gets, he sounds something in front of us. We're willing to go into talks today. Not listen to the blockade. If he wants the blockade lifted... The scabs out and let's back to work. We can't understand why you want us to go back to work while the talk's going on. He just doesn't want it. He doesn't want us back. That's the problem. No, we know he doesn't want us back. All we want to go in is do a hard day's work, which is a hard day's work. It's not a well-paid, it's an average-paid job. We're not driving around in being with BMWs or, living the high life. It's an honest day. And he knew the terms and conditions. He knew the liability taking the contract. He knew everything about it. And this thing as regards, he has to stay competitive. That's nonsense. All he wants is a race to the bottom. That's all he wants.
No, well, because I'm a radio presenter, I'm not allowed to give an opinion or, yourself. But sorry to hear about the hardship that your families are going through and all that. And I hope everything turns out all right for you, Ray. And
We're here waiting from the day the lockout during 7 days. We've been waiting to go back to work. We told him, Mr. Buckley announced it. Every chance he gets, he's slagging us off. He's putting us down. So, he's saying his productivity has gone up since he brought in this camp to work. His productivity is up because he's breaking the law on a daily basis. Bin lorries are out on schemes until midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. The bylaw says bin lorries will cease walking at 9 o'clock in the evening. Yeah, he has to lorry his flouting the law on a daily basis. And he's overloading the trucks that we refuse to do anymore. We used to break the law for Michael Buckley, but we still put a stop to it. We avoided by the law. Now we have scabs breaking the law from him. The scabs are being exploited.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, all we want to go in and do an honest day's work, an honest day's wage, and he's just not having it.
Yeah, and you're willing to sit down and talk.
Willing to do it, you know.
Work things out. Okay, Ray, listen, I know that you had a bit of trouble there just before you came online. Thank you very much for taking the call.
Listen, no, but I just put the call out again. We're up on Craig Avenue all day. Top up anytime you want to. Just to visit the Picket Lions. I much appreciate that. I'd like to thank the public for their support. And thank you on behalf of the Greyhound Walkers.
Okay, Ray. Well, we'll probably talk again, hopefully.
No,
okay.
No,
thanks, Ray.
Thanks very much indeed, right? Cheers.
Okay,
thanks.
Cheers. Bye.